welcome back, and it's your co-host, Kaylee, along with Samantha here, reporting your weekly Shutterbug news.
So we're here to keep you updated on the going on in the horror community. What's going on in horror today, Kaylee?
Well, Samantha, here's what we've got for you. Orphan.
That's a good one.
Orphan. That's a good one.
Oh, so we are on episode 2 of recording. Oh, fuck.
Not that you'll hear it that way.
No, no. You'll hear it 2 separate weeks.
But.
I'm already.
We've got a butt for you, and it's mine, because I'm a butt.
Kayla's a butt. That's what's new in horror this week.
Yeah.
And what's new in horror this week? New in horror this week is Stephen King's It has confirmed its runtime.
Ooh. As
2 hours? Something? I don't fucking know.
We've committed to finding out many details about what's new in horror this week.
The Lost Boys turned 30 this week, along with a lot of other elderly folk.
People born in July of 1987?
87, yeah. That's right, folks. 87 was 30 years ago. What's new in horror this week?
That's it. This episode, that's what's new.
This episode is new in horror this week. In this episode, we're watching a film from a year that I can't remember. It's not that I can't remember what year it is, it's that I can't remember the year itself. Like, I can't remember anything from it.
2009?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Supposedly.
Allegedly, a lot of things happened in 2009. Not super rare, but that's okay. Apparently this movie came out in 2009. I knew I remembered it from somewhere. It's about an orphan who's evil.
Correct. A brief synopsis of this horror mystery thriller that runs 123 minutes long. A husband and wife who recently lost their baby adopt a 9-year-old ghoul. A 9-year-old ghoul. A 9-year-old... Feck. A 9-year-old girl... who is not nearly as innocent as she claims to be.
Dun.
Starring Vera Farmiga, our number one pick for all things horror. She's literally in every James Wan horror film.
It's true.
Including the upcoming Annabelle creation?
That's
is that what it's called? Annabelle 2?
I don't know, but that's what's new in horror this week.
And Peter Sarsgaard, Alexander Sarsgaard's less attractive brother.
He's pretty cute, though. He's definitely lesser, but still good.
Still good. Not the worst of the Sarsgaards.
Not the worst, not the best, but doing well for himself.
Brother-in-law of Jake Gyllenhaal. Who he fuck? Oh, I guess Jake Gyllenhaal's sister. Yeah, engaged to Maggie Gyllenhaal. Oh. Guess they followed through.
Are they married?
Yes.
To the rest of Google.
Oh, are they fiancé in 2006. They have... They have two children together. Apparently married. They have a boy and... they have two girls.
decided they had a boy and they didn't at all.
I read something else that is, did not prove to be accurate. Did not see that coming. She's very beautiful.
This is totally relevant to the film that we're gonna watch.
But he is a star, so...
If there's one thing that the Shutterbugs are really great at... It's staying focused and on topic and delivering world-class reviews and ratings.
For your pleasure.
If you really want to know, like, about the movie Orphan, if you want to get into the nitty-gritty and what we think, and you want to really stay on track, this is totally, definitely the right podcast.
You found it. This is it.
As an aside... My foot's so itchy.
That's incredibly weird.
I have mosquito bites, and they're so itchy. I can't kill them with fire.
You could, but your feet would be terribly burned.
Terribly burned.
Terribly burned.
Terribly burned.
Terribly burned.
Shit.
And as well, today we are drinking vodka peach schnapps water.
You know, I think it's pretty good. It's like, it's just like sort of peach water. Yes, Gus?
Gus was neither agreeing nor denying his potency.
Remember when he just told you no?
I know. I was like, wow, that episode went really well. And he was like, no.
He just went, no.
Well, fuck. Real sick.
I'm gonna drink more of this schnapsy vodka.
YF guitarist gave this 9 stars on IMDb. Remarkably well acted, darkly humorous, and effectively disturbing.
Okay, the kid in this
dark, is a edgy, kid, twisted, right? Effective, clever, intense, and blackly comic.
How old was the kid in this when this was filmed?
She Can would have been... She's born in 97, so 11.
Okay, so she's 11 playing a 9-year-old girl playing a twist 40-year-old?
Playing a spoiler alert! Old lady.
If you've gotten to this point and you haven't seen the movie, why the fuck are you listening?
So that they can hear it from us first.
Oh, other than, hey, Bailey girl, it's cool. You don't need to watch it. You wouldn't like it.
Has Bailey seen a horror movie?
No. Oh. Bailey couldn't watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Because...
I don't know, but somehow watched, like, all of Santa Clarita Diet.
Hmm.
I'm pretty sure.
Because vampires are real and zombies are mythical. I get it.
Let's ask Bailey more questions so that when she's listening, she can try to answer them before she realizes that we're not talking in person.
Ooh, Bailey, how much did The Orphan gross in its opening weekend? You're right. It was approximately $12 million. Girl, you good.
Bailey, quick, check on your dog. What is he doing? Is he sleeping? Is he running around? Is he trying to get into the basement in your new basement suite?
Oh yeah, she created a slumber party chamber.
It
notice the use of the word chamber.
It looks so cozy, but it really reminds me of Split.
I know. Like, she's preparing to kidnap like, us to keep us to like, live with her
if
forever.
If you stay here, you're not leaving.
Yeah. Like, I think we'll go to visit her one time and have like a really cool party, and then she'll be at the top of the stairs and we'll be like, hey, maybe, like we're gonna roll out, and she's just like.
And then just
no.
Metal grate
shuts
slams
the door.
Down.
Like, we hear just many locks clicking.
We get there, she's installed a door.
Are trapped. There's a hole in the roof, but only big enough for food to go down through.
Bailey, the new story of misery.
She oddly requests that my cats come with us when we go.
You should bring your cats. They'll really, really like it, I'm sure.
I don't know.
No, it's fine. Bring them.
Tucker loves cats. Bring them.
Bring them.
I don't even bring them. They're just there when we arrive.
You can't see, but we both made like a fuck face.
Bailey. You gone dark. You need to come visit us soon.
He's like, I've always had copies of your key.
Sam's already gone. She's on her return trip of the
I'm on a
murder world tour.
Kaylee, you have a ghost.
Where?
That just knocked over of its own volition.
What knocked over?
The fucking thing in the basket. Just was like, womp, the mouse right now.
You oh, I thought a cat it. Did that.
No, there's no cat near it. There's a cat there and there's a cat behind us. There's nobody over there. There's a ghost over there.
Well, yeah, people have been murdered in here. Well, probably. It's a 100-year-old building. Somebody's died.
It's 100 years old. It's in a sketchy neighborhood.
It is a given. Whether on the street or inside. TBD, BD, BD. I love this. Want to hear a good quote from the movie?
Yeah.
I just read it. It's so, so encapsulating of this entire movie. John Coleman. You all right? Kate Coleman. Yeah. Boom. Were you expecting more? Am I right?
You all right?
Yeah. I mean, there's more to what he said, but I thought I could shorten it a little. It's literally like, hang on, I know. You're doing so good. You're doing so good, honey. You all right? Yeah. Yeah.
I love.
Yeah.
You all right? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna cry. That was fucking funny.
I know. I thought that would be pretty good.
Oh, I'm a little drunk. Me
too.
One more food to eat.
But you ate it all.
I did, I know.
Directed by Jaume Collet-Serra. French? Oh, Spanish. From Barcelona. That's from the Ed Sheeran song.
Barcelona.
I hate how people who are like, oh, have you ever been to Barcelona?
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 It's like not as bad as Nihawa.
Nihawa?
Nihawa.
Nihawa. Nihawa.
Nihawa.
Now that makes me rethink my pronunciation of his name.
Remember when we
were Wame, Kole, Sera.
Remember we were like, Nihawa, Nihawa. And Spencer got it like immediately.
I know. Oh my god, this guy, he's born in Barcelona, Catalonia, Spain.
What are you saying? It like you've got a marble mouth.
Because I'm Spanish.
I've seen, like, okay, so I was trying to look this up today. It says, like, wine delivery now available, and you can, like, look up DeLuca, fine wines. I started typing in DeLuca, and it was like, no matches. Like, it does not exist.
Well, of course it would, because why would they ever let you have what you really want in life?
They just want to watch the world burn.
They really, oh my goodness.
We could order it. Let's get onion rings and ice cream from A&W.
Yes, but first I have to tell you that in this movie, no offense to this woman, which means I'm probably going to offend her.
Definitely.
Sister Abigail, the character's real name in life is CCH Pounder.
Oh, you poor, poor woman.
Literally, the letters CCH Pounder.
Oh,
CCH
honey.
Pounder.
Oh, you did not have a good time as
perhaps
a child.
Some type of rap name. Oh, the CCH stands for Carol Christine Hilaria, her birth name.
Hilaria?
Hilaria? Hilaria?
No, it's just a weird one.
Born on Christmas. Hi. On a sugarcane plantation.
So she was born on Christmas, which means she never had a birthday gift in her life.
Yep.
And her last name was Pounder.
Like Pounder,
she
but
she did
Pounder.
Not have a good childhood.
She was also raised on a sugarcane plantation.
What fucking year is it?
In 1952, she was born and raised. On the playground, she never spent any of her days.
Clearly, she was on the plantation.
But she went to a convent boarding school in Britain when they were introduced to art and the classics. Nice. Then she went to New York and studied at Ithaca. So yeah, clearly, her life wasn't too shantytown. In Julia.
Yeah, I think that's what dreams are made of. I don't actually know the words there. There's nothing we can't do.
This one was like, I want onion rings dipped in ice cream. And I was like, that doesn't sound too bad.
I didn't even think to dip them in the ice cream, but now, let's get Pita Pit.
That's like when you dip french fries in milkshake. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
Anyway, should we get to watching the movie that we said we were going to watch?
This is the Shutterbox watching. Orphan. Here we go.
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 She goes.
Well, this is it. This is the quote. This is the quote. Love it.
The fuck kind of operating room is this? Put some Jesus lights on.
I'd like to abort this conversation.
Develop a drinking problem. Start out with one.
Which is what?
You think this was sponsored by fucking Lincoln?
She's a penis.
That's her tinkers on the tankles.
Spooky.
My uterus is just a pail of vodka, dear. So probably not.
Jesus fuck. She's either a Picasso or 30. Because she's a creepy old fuck.
Can you imagine how much she fucking hates her husband after all this?
Are you kidding me right meow?
What a bitch. I thought you said there wasn't anything wrong with being a psycho killer. What?
Different.
Don't know the pigeon.
Oh, that dick.
You're bad at drunk podcasting.
You're bad at drunking. Pervy wervy.
Amazing.
You make a terrible drink when I make drinks
drink
that are
like
good.
18 drinks in 1 minute. They're gonna do it right there in the kitchen on the counter. There's nothing they won't try.
Just wanna come in your vagina. Fuck.
I'm not hungry, but I am hungry. Probably shouldn't have been such a bitch.
I'm a coleslaw connoisseur. What? Holy fuck. Check the kids before you send them out to be adopted.
She's so fucked in the head. I forgot we were recording. I was just so into it.
There's nothing for it.
Oh, her face.
It's something akin to murder.
A murder most foul. Oh shit, she's not dead.
You're gonna give me bread. Don't butter it. I'll butter my own bread.
Yeah, it's like a sourdough.
Ah, fuck.
Eat it anyway.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna eat it.
Ah, fuck. Nom, nom, nom. I shouldn't laugh at that, sorry, but that's so funny. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh,
that's so creepy. I mean, it's obviously antisocial personality disorder.
Yeah. He doesn't want to piss himself and she doesn't want to die.
That face? Oof, creepy.
Daddy.
See how much I love you, mommy?
I'd be like, you can go the fuck back to the orphanage, so orphanage, get out of my face, get out of my face.
Oh shit, son. What a psycho.
He's gonna try to touch his dick.
Good night. Wine. Wine, liquor, wine. Oh, what a waste of wine. How is she supposed to know her 8-year-old is 40?
She's 9 and 37.
Well, that's best case scenario.
Oh, slam the door anymore? Don't be a hero, boy.
Harry Potter.
Oh, shit, forget it real.
My face just like...
No.
Hope nobody noticed your yard is on fire.
Although, fuck Grandma, she didn't hear shit either.
Right?
Her solution to everything was just like banging in the head with the rock. Also, it'd be pretty evident that he died of smothering.
Where the fuck is anybody who works here? Petechial hemorrhaging. That would never happen. Holy fuck, that's bad. What the fuck? Obviously, she's a psychopath. Like, she's a murdery, crazy bitch. Hello, daddy. Y'all want some fuck?
Whoa!
Like, get fucking Interpol, because this is international.
She's such a good artist.
Oh my god, this is extra creepy. Oh,
that's
gross. Oh, nasty.
Girl, come on.
You're gonna die just because you're driving like a gigantic asshole. If you just fucked her, you wouldn't have been murdered. You thought you had PTSD before.
Yeah.
Am I right? It's time to invest in a big knife. Clever girl.
God damn it, tiny baby, stay where you belong.
And cannonball! Oh, what the fuck? She's
done that the first time. To the pond!
Oh, drown a bitch! Oh, fuck.
Shorty got a gun.
Oh, shit.
And also, that was just payback for the time her mom almost let her drown.
Pow, right in the face.
Bam! Yes!
That was so good. Y'all motherfuckers need treatment for hypothermia ASAP. Well, I don't think we're gonna have a great deal of, like, movie clips of us saying shit, because we were both just like, the whole time.
It's so good, you can't not.
I forgot that I actually really love this movie. Like, honestly, I just...
How could you forget? It's Orphan, 2009.
Because I literally watched it, like, 2009. And haven't seen it since.
I love a movie. That's good.
I'm pretty sure I only really watched it when it came out.
I've watched it a couple times. It's a good Halloween movie.
It's good. It's creepy. It's fucking weird. It's not like... So we've been watching a lot of like older classic horror movies. And it seems like sometimes those movies like nothing happens. And nothing happens until everything happens all at once.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And this sort of did the same thing. Like it wasn't really... There wasn't a lot happening until everything started happening. So for the first, like, half of the movie, it could be that, like, the mom's wrong. But we know that it's not, but then after that it's all sort of...
It's a psychological slow build.
Sort of, yeah.
I love you like sort of. It is!
Well, but it's like... Because we see that she is doing this shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not so psychological?
I would say it is. It's psychological warfare.
Well, yeah, it's that. Like, she does this shit towards the mom or whatever, but, like, as the audience, you know, you always know that she's fucked, right? You don't know what the twist is that she's a 33-year-old woman or whatever, but, like, you know that she is actually doing these things. Whereas I think it could have been interesting if they played it so that at first you don't know if the mom's crazy or what. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I do feel like it would have been good to have a review of this initially when you don't know that she's the old woman.
Mm-hmm.
Because then the whole time you're just like, she's an old bitch. Like, this is why she's doing this. Whereas the first time I watched it, I was like, this, like, kid is fucking crazy. Like,
well, you can explain away a lot of the stuff as, like, her having been abused as a kid or something, you know
what I mean? Yeah, exactly.
Like, you can, even, like, some of the crazier stuff, like, you can sort of explain away. Or then it's like, okay, maybe she's a psychopath, like, maybe she's that. But then it's like, oh, no, it goes way deeper than that. Like,
I just assumed she was a big daddy's girl, and then her, like, dad died or something, so she's just trying to find a replacement ever since.
Well, I mean, I would have thought that her dad fucking molested her.
Touched her inappropriately.
Which still might have actually, like, that may have been part of her past, because we don't actually know, true. Because she seems, based on the fact that she's killed at least two fathers that she tried to seduce, it seems like that would make a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
The only reason the doctor wanted her back from Sonia was because he was in love with her. They had a relationship, and she moved on, and he wasn't ready.
He didn't want her back. He wanted her in jail. Fucking weird theory.
Weirdly accurate.
I didn't read that. Out of that,
you weren't getting the desperation vibe.
You were the audience. Be the judge. No, he seemed desperately afraid for the children.
Yeah, obviously.
When he's like, can she hear you where you are? And she's like, no, she's at home with my husband. And he's like, oh God, get them out of there.
I know, that was so good. Or like, so what does she do immediately? Tries to call her husband. To talk openly on the phone in front of her.
Why you didn't fucking call 911 immediately after you got off the phone with that guy? Or to be like, okay, like, I'm in this city. Can you please call the police station and forward over your stuff? Because he, like...
But, like, it took her 2 minutes to get dressed. She could have been like, beep, boop, boop, 911, hi, intruder. While you're
getting dressed, like, and that guy could have been fucking faxing over his documents right then.
Yeah, it wouldn't even matter because they didn't ask for anything. They came to the house anyway, even when she was, like, intruder. So they would have...
No, she called. At some point, she did call the cops.
I know, that's right.
Yeah, oh, yeah, because they were like, oh, there's an intruder. That was a lot of cops for one call about an intruder, right?
I know, that they let themselves in. Well, they did find a body.
I mean, they also would have shown up to find a car smashed through the house. They probably would have called for backup pretty quickly.
That's true.
Especially because the car was empty, and then there was a dead guy inside.
The dad's apparent just dismissal of anything hinky that was going on. Like, a woman comes to your house and brings news that the girl you adopted may not be who she seems, and then she turns up dead 30 feet from your house?
I know, he was super in denial. But we also kind of have to look at it from his perspective of, like, his wife who had a drinking problem, who had a lot of, like, mental issues, so you can kind of see why he wasn't so quick to trust her judgment. But it's like, holy fuck, dude, did you also just choose not to trust your own judgment and just, like...
And that, well, your wife now apparently has, like, a nun-killing fetish.
Like, he didn't think that there was anything wrong until this kid was trying to fuck him on the couch.
Yeah, or that, like, your children were acting super weird, you know, fearful.
He
must have
felt just such a horrible sense of regret near the end there when he was being stabbed.
I was gonna say, while he was being stabbed.
Yeah. But actually, like, I was wrong about everything. But we don't know if he died. He almost definitely died, but he might not have. I've watched a lot of I Survived, and he could have come back from that. There are people who've come back from, like, literally over 100 stab wounds.
I'm pretty sure she got him in the heart one time, though.
Well, we don't know, though. We don't know. It might have looked like it, but the sternum's a hard bitch, man. I'm just saying, there was that chick who was stabbed so many times that the doctor stopped, like, lost count and also had her arms chopped off, and then it took her 24 hours to find help. I'm going to choose to believe that he didn't die just because it makes me feel.
And I'm going to choose to believe that when she found him and said, "Oh God, oh God," she also whispered in his ear, "I told you so.
Fucking told you so." I hope they came out of it better for, like, him to be able to trust her more than he did.
And literally the whole family would be disabled now. Their son is probably quadra to paraplegic.
Well, he had that particular hemorrhaging for sure. Like, he might be brain damaged. So now they've got, like, brain damaged child, a deaf child, a God knows what kind of problem that husband's gonna have for sure. Like,
colostomy bag, probably.
It was a lot of upper, but you never know, man. Like, and then this poor bitch. Oh yeah, that's fair. But this poor bitch,
she didn't already have a drinking problem.
Right? Like, she didn't already have PTSD galore. Now she's got, like, fucking extra level crazy shit.
Orphan 2, Sarn Institute. The whole family ends up there. They go back to Estonia. The cycle begins again.
You know, I am a little surprised that they didn't try to make a sequel of this, because that's, like, kind of one of the things that happens a lot with popular horror movies. But
where would you go, I guess? Have her come back, have a different family, it's the same premise?
They did leave a decent amount of open-endedness. Like, we don't actually know that the husband died. We don't know what happened to her. We know she got really fucking kicked in the face.
Like, we don't know if she snapped a little. Like, but then it'd just be the same movie again, because you know what she wants to do to the husband. Or would it be a revenge movie to try and find them?
But it could be kind of cool to see it, like, knowing... Wait, is there...
Orphan 2? Creation? It's all about how she got into the Institute?
Like Esther's Revenge, and there's, like, pictures. But I don't think so.
Don't think it's real.
What? This doesn't seem right. It says 8 horror movies coming out in 2017, 2018, and there's, like, this picture.
Ooh, but it would have had to come out, like, 30 years ago, because she's old now.
This doesn't seem real to me.
Although there is a YouTube video that says Esther Coleman, Orphan 2, February
26, 2016. But is it real? Hold on, let me see.
Yeah, but like, Orphan 2, it's a picture of a girl. So did they film a sequel 8 years ago and just hit it?
Saw 8 is coming out?
Yeah, that I knew already.
Because there would be an IMDb page if this was actually confirmed, right?
Correct.
I'm like, there's a movie called Orphalin.
Oh, that's gotta be it.
It's not.
Oh, there's a fanfic about it.
That's not shocking. I don't think that's true. There's a character blind orphan number 2 on IMDb.
Ooh, love it.
For some reason, when you search IMDb orphan 2, it's like orphan black and then blind orphan number 2 and Annabelle Creation.
Well, because it has the same girl in it.
Is it? That's funny.
Rara Famigia? Vera? Famigia from Shoshima?
Sherbiderbiderp? Anyways, I don't know. The internet seems to think that there's an Orphan 2 coming, but IMDb says there's not, and therefore I trust IMDb more than Google.
Trust. Gotta trust.
I really want to see Jeepers Creepers 3.
But is that real?
I hope it's fucking Justin Long.
Fucking Justin Long?
I would.
I probably would think about it.
He's like such a cute little nerdy guy.
It's about Sergeant Tubbs assembles a task force hellbent on destroying the Creeper. Dun ding dun dun dun.
Ding 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 ding.
Starring nobody I've ever seen.
So what did you think of The Orphan? Which is actually just called Orphan.
I love Orphan.
You love orphans?
Just kidding. I love Harry Potter. He's an orphan.
It's true. Gus loves him too, I think.
It's a great movie. Excellent twist. Creepy. Chilling. Anything when bad stuff happens to kids. I don't like it. It gets my goat. Really gets my goat.
Really ruffles my feathers.
Really irks my pickle.
Really? Really? Is that a term?
Oh, you better believe it is.
I thought tickles in my pickle was a term.
No, that's sexual.
Oh. why would you rate this film?
I love it. I looked up irks my pickle, and this person's like, it really irks my taters. Dills my pickle. When a person works so hard to look appealing to the public, but are total opposites in their home.
Okay, so it's not actually a
No, it is. Phrase. Here's what irks my pickle. There's like several. I just thought the funny one was funny.
Oh.
I rate this movie good on a scale of pretty good.
I rate this movie. What are some other like famous orphans?
Harry Potter.
Yeah, other than Harry Potter, obviously.
Pippi Longstocking.
Annie? Was Annie an orphan?
Yes. Little Orphan Annie.
Is it
fact? I was thinking of... No, okay, so this is so fucking stupid. I was thinking of Matilda.
And she has two parents.
Oh, fuck.
Plus, Matilda just has parents who hate her.
Okay, so I rate this movie 5 little orphans out of 1 little orphan under the stairs.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ.
It's really good.
I rate this movie 10 shots through a bathroom window to the arm.
Why was that window?
Out of 1 really beautiful house. So nice.
That was a really nice house. But why was that weird bathroom window pointing into the... It was pointing into the greenhouse?
No. The window was into the living room. And it was frosted, so it would be like a light source from...
Well, sure, but what?
The upper...
So, because the living room was open, like, way all the way up. I don't understand.
From their bedroom, she went on to the roof of the greenhouse.
I need to look. Is this...
Well, she went onto the roof and like around the corner into the greenhouse.
Is there like a somewhere? Is there like a website that's like the architecture of film, and it breaks down?
Copyright, if there isn't.
Copyright, trademark, seal of approval. That should exist where you can go and like look up what like something looked like in a film.
Like a floor plan.
Yeah, like a floor plan and like that kind of thing, so you can see.
I don't know what's so confusing you about it.
Just why was there a window pointing inside the house from the bathroom? Wouldn't you want a window to point outside so when you poop you can open the window?
Well, there was 2. That was just the one over the bathtub to let in the light from the high windows in the living room. For like a fancy hotel. We'll have like a frosted window into the bathroom so that you can watch someone shower when you're lying in bed.
Oh no, I fell this way now.
No, she's lying in the bed, and I'm behind the glass in the shower.
How are you not, like, hammered?
Because I am.
I thought we'd been talking for, like, 1,000 years.
No.
Who's Richard Uricici?
Visual effects supervisor. He's the one that made her look haggard.
Uricici?
Also, what a weird place to pause. It's just on her vagina.
It's just her vagina.
It's literally her vagina. Please take a photo. I'll take a photo.
You can blame Richard Uricici for the visual effects because he supervised it.
That'll be our good Snapchat. And by that, I mean Instagram.
We could make a Snapchat. Shutterbug, snap the chat.
It wouldn't be good for our... There we go. Now we have a new Instagram post.
Beautiful.
Of a... child's cooter.
If you send it to me, I could put it on the story.
Yes. When you're drunk at 12:30 and there's a tiny girl vagina in your face, you get crunk.
What the fuck? When you're drunk at 12:30 and you're like, it's basically still morning for me.
I'm wide awake.
So you didn't like the peach stomps vodka water?
No, I should have done that.
I don't know.
I don't think I like peach schnapps.
Really?
There was one time I drank a lot of it, and it went down.
We're gorgeous.
It went down in a way that was unappealing in many levels. that I dare not speak of.
You know, I still have a hard time with lemon gin because of that. Did I tell you about this time? One time when I was young, I may or may not have been the legal drinking age for Manitoba, but I don't remember.
Was indeed copper first.
Probably 17, but we can say that I was 18 for the sake of the law. And me and my friend Katie, we had a bottle of lemon gin, and we had a fire pit in the backyard. It was just the two of us, and we drank this whole bottle of lemon gin. We sat around this fire, and we drank a whole bottle of lemon gin, and then we were like, well, we need to drink some more. And there was just a bottle of vodka in the freezer.
And we're like, yep, that's the one.
And I don't know why, but for some reason we were drinking out of martini glasses and we're like, oh, we'll just drink like vodka and Sprite. But we were free pouring, so we were just free pouring like glasses of vodka with a splash of Sprite.
Is this also why you don't like Sprite?
I generally don't care for pop because it makes my stomach hurt, but maybe.
It's all coming back to you that now.
But so we drank. It was a bottle of fucking iceberg vodka, and I don't know how much of that we drank, but I remember that we invited our good friend Dig over, Dig Mason, number one sponsor, we love you, and he came over with a case of beer, and he was like, oh, like, he thought we were, like, just getting the party started, and he got there, and we were both, like, full-on sloppy, drunk off our asses, like
completely wrecked.
We were like trying to put wood in the fire pit, and it was not good. Like,
I'll make a fire. Lindsay.
So he drank a few beers with us or whatever, and then we're like, we gotta walk Katie home. So he like walked Katie home, and he lived like, so we all lived like within a block of one another, right? He walked Katie home, and we were like, good night. And Katie was like, I basically went home and threw up. And then Dave walked me back home to my house, where by the time we got back to my house, I remember I just was like, hold on a second, and I just threw up next to the garbage box.
Yeah.
Just threw up, and then I was like, I'm gonna go now. I just like went to bed. And then poor Dave had to walk all the way back home. Which put is like, fire, so he like, home. He basically walked home because I'm pretty sure that they were like neighbors, like lived like really near to each other. Yes. And so he like walked all the way there, walked back to my house, and then had to walk all the way home. And I was just like, womp out. And like, that was
place in the first place.
I know. And he was there for like maybe half an hour. We were both like passing out in the lawn chairs, like straight fucked. For the record, everybody else involved in the story was minimum 18, which is the legal drinking age in Manitoba.
They were at least 30.
But that was the night where, like, the next day. Also, we're such fucking shitheads. My dad's bedroom window faced the yard, so he was, like, fully aware of the fucking debauchery. And so the next morning, when I was clearly not doing well, my dad got up. And he came and he sat on my bed and he put his feet up. So it's like a single bed. So he put his feet up so I couldn't, like, get out.
Yeah.
And he was talking to me. He's like, oh, how are you doing? Like, how are you doing today? And I was like, oh, no. And he's like, I'm going to make you some eggs. I can get you some nice, runny, yolky eggs. And I was like, you have to move. He's like, oh, I was like, you have to, like, I'm going to throw up. You have to move. And he moved out of the way, and I ran to the bathroom, and I didn't even, like, have time to shut the door, and I was just throwing up. And I just hear my dad, like, walking into the kitchen, just laughing.
And he probably thought, oh, she'll never do this again.
Hey, but this is coming from a man who once told me that he got so drunk that he passed out in his bed and he needed to throw up, so he found a sock. Threw up into it and then threw it, like, his window was right over his bed, and then he threw it out the window into the neighbor's yard. So I don't think he had any right to judge.
Also, how do you throw up into a sock without it going through the sock?
I don't know.
What kind of sock is this?
I'm not convinced that it was, like, as neat and tidy as the description.
Wool, maybe. Wool's absorbent.
He told me that, like, at one point when he was younger, And I can picture it too because I know like what room was his at my dad's or whatever. And he's like, I threw up into this sock and then I threw it out the window into the neighbor's yard.
I love it.
So I was like, you can't judge me, which I think is probably why he just laughed.
And made you throw up.
Yeah, he made me throw up and then laughed in my face about it.
You're like, well, I would maybe like those eggs now.
I can still hear that him just walking away, just my dad's like laughter echoing from the kitchen. Like,
that's cute.
Oh.
And I just imagine you lying on the floor being like,
just like in the bathroom, like, you are the worst.
And then like, I would like some bacon though.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh my god. I have bacon at home.
Bacon.
Fuck yeah. We'll see. Maybe I'll stay up for a while. Maybe I'll go to sleep. I got a week off.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
You can do whatever you like.
You can do stuff that you like.
So, that was Sam and Kaylee of the Shutterbugs watching Orphan, a movie that we both enjoy and is scary and would recommend.
Can't find too many faults in, just the things we discussed previously.
I mean, are we looking for faults? Do we want to look for faults?
The only other thing would be, well, I would say that's a favorite moment of mine is just the sassy mother-in-law.
I know, what a bitch.
Man, she was useless.
She was the worst.
I really think that she
was
never...
Also a totally non-character.
Yeah, I feel like she never really liked Kate, and that's why she already had hostility.
Yeah.
And then the fact that her granddaughter almost died.
I wonder if she had, like, maybe a deleted scene or something. Because her character, like, added absolutely nothing to that story. Like, she could have not, that person could have been in there zero and it would have been perfectly fine. Am I wrong? Like, she didn't.
Well, she did give her a dollar to go get a drink from the soda machine.
But, like, that could have just been the dad.
Yeah, but then they couldn't have been having a heated discussion off camera or, like, around the corner because one of them would have had to stay with the children.
So maybe, like, yeah, I feel like you could have really, really easily done that without the mother-in-law. It could have just been, like, she was like, I'm going to go to the cafeteria and get some coffee.
I know, but right? She brought the heat in ways I didn't imagine.
I mean, I enjoyed her as a character. She was funny as shit. But, like, but actually her character was completely... useless. Like
she was beneficial in one moment where the treehouse was burning, and then she was like, I was sober. Your mom was literally right there and also did nothing.
I know, right? Now, how do you feel about commenting on her being drunk and passed out when her kid almost drowned? Do you know what? When you live next to fucking open water, sometimes your kids are gonna go and drown in it. You have to be smarter and not let that happen.
That's also true.
It happens to sober, stone cold sober awake people. Yeah.
Like, if you're rich enough to have that house, you can have someone come in and drain that pond. Oh, I was going to say, drain that pond every winter and put new water back in it in the summer.
Like a ditch.
This is like a dugout.
Whatever. Anyways, like, if you live near open water, that's a risk. Like, that's part of why you teach your kids to swim and shit.
Yeah, don't.
Anywho, the thing.
Outside when you're drinking. Easy. Keep them inside.
I would say the only thing that bugged me the most was, like, how totally non-willing to believe the wife the husband was. But I also kind of could understand where that would come from.
Yeah, like, if it's something that's happened before a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, especially with the cheating scandal. I think that led to some, perhaps, crazy stalking or, you know, crazy thinking or overthinking. Oh, you talked to her? You must be fucking again.
Yeah, which to be fair, he totally was going to.
Yeah.
But he didn't. He did say he really was like, yeah, well, like, you know, maybe me and Kate can come and give you a hand someday. Mm-hmm. Like, he did. I thought that was a sort of smooth way of shutting that down.
I know, I liked it. Like, but still.
Like, even though they fucked literally a decade ago, he was just like, yeah, we could probably come help you, like, me and my wife. Like, I thought that was a sort of smooth way to shut that down. She was like, yeah.
Whatever works for you.
But my marriage is obviously still shit. Yours is less shit.
Yo, we're all shit here.
Anyways, I would recommend. If you want to find the Shutterbugs on the internet, go to Google. Type in Shutterbugs.
scroll to the bottom, click on page 4. We might be there.
We're on page 4?
We're actually probably right on the front page of Google. If you Google shutter bugs, like this.
I've Googled us, and I'm pretty sure it's...
I would have to Google it, like, on incognito to make sure that it wasn't just following me around or whatever, but whatever.
It's true.
But you could also find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Shutterbugs. You can email us at shutterbugs.podcast@gmail.com. Where the hell else are we? Shutter-bugs.com is our website. We don't have a Snapchat, but we're thinking about it. You can hit us up on patreon.com/shutterbugs. You can throw us a few dollars if you want. Check out audiblechild.com/shutterbugs for a free 30-day trial and a free download of an audiobook of your choice. You could email me yourself if you wanted.
She's lonely. Alice. She just wants to chat a little bit. We're still taking dit pics and tit pics and kid pics for Big Al.
Dit pics? I was going to say you could email me at abron87, whatever it was. I don't even know.
Abron.com. Abron.com.
That's beautiful. That should be his website. You can also find us on the Nerdo Network at nerdopotamus.net, along with...
no one else. It's just us.
Fuck everyone else. We're the shit. We're at top of the
network. It's a very petite network, including us and only us.
It's just we're our own network. We're the nerds on this network. But possibly there are people like...
Alchemist?
Who are bitches who are awesome.
The Bit Boys?
Who are bitches who are awesome.
The CBFU?
Comic Fans United? Bunch of bitches who are awesome.
The Hello Creeps?
Bunch of bitches who are awesome and also like to kiss dudes.
Let's Get Drunk and Talk Comics?
Bunch of bitches who are awesome.
Miserable Retail Slave.
Bitch is awesome.
Yes. And Pizza and Pop Podcast.
Bunch of bitches who are awesome. Basically, and, if you want to listen to a bunch of awesome.
And us. The Shutterbug.
Bunch of bitches who are drunk and awesome.
And humble.
And going to bed.
And sleepy.
He's shitties.
Okay, bye.